Hello, West Liberty. You are listening to WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal, and my name is Heather. I'm here for my show, and today I have a special guest to interview. I'll be talking to President Greiner. President Greiner, would you go ahead and say hi to everybody?
Well, Heather, thank you for having me on the show, and hello to everyone out there. This is a pleasure to be here today.
I'm so glad to have you. So, President Greiner, we'll go ahead and start with how you came in to be the president. So there was an application process. There were 40 applicants. You made it to the last round, and you're here with all your experience. The Board of Governors had very high expectations for you. So whenever you came in to West Lib, there were some issues that you had to face, like the technology, you said?
Yes.
You had to invest some money to fix some structure there.
Yeah, one of the first things I discovered, well, actually, before coming here, I did my homework, and I went into the website and looked at every single department and program, so I knew a lot about the university. Plus, I grew up 20 miles from here, so I was very familiar with West Liberty. But in my homework, I discovered that we had some series of years of declining enrollment and budget deficits. And after I got here, though, another issue that I discovered was our technology infrastructure was actually very weak and dated. And we had issues with technology on different parts of campus, or access to technology on different parts of campus. So the first big project that we started on in year one was we invested about $1 million in our technology infrastructure, so anywhere on campus, students would have access 24/7.
Well, that's a great start. There was some other issues with the budget deficit and enrollment being down, and I know now that enrollment has definitely improved. It has risen, so there's proof that, you know, changes were made, but how did you go about that?
Well, one of the things that I say regularly is that I really never accomplished anything by myself. It was always a team effort. And one of the things that I frequently say out in public is it's never about me. It's never about me. It's never about my. It's never about I. It's about we. And I use the first two letters of the university's name, spells we. And so everything that we do is a team effort. And so one of the things that was necessary was to get everyone on board, that include faculty, staff, and students, to try to move in the same direction at the same time and collectively come up with thoughts and ideas on how we can tackle the tasks ahead. I was frequently asked what my vision is for West Liberty, and my standard answer was, my vision is that we have a collective vision. That means that everyone on campus contributes to the vision, and how do we make and enhance West Liberty University? And that's exactly what happened. The faculty stepped in and developed 13 new academic programs that included bachelor's degree programs, undergraduate programs, and additional options in the programs. Athletic department added two new sports, men's soccer and women's acrobatics and tumbling, which helped enrollment as well. But a combination of the new technology, the academic programs, the athletic programs, we started to see an increase in enrollment, and there was a lot of positive vibes coming out of West Liberty, a lot of good news, and so we've just been on a roll for a few years now, and we're excited. Again, it's been a team effort all along.
Well, I'm so glad that we have gotten to this point, but of course it was a team effort. How did the team, you know, figure out what they should fix first, what could fall back later? How was it decided that, you know, we need to fix this to, you know, fix this problem? And enrollment did rise, but whenever that was fixed, you know, you move on to the next step. Mm-hmm. How did you decide what should be fixed first and then what can come later?
Well, we have a leadership team. It's called the President's Cabinet, and they represent all facets of the university, including faculty and staff and students. And in the leadership team, we meet weekly. and there's plenty of discussions. In those discussions, you really do find that you can set priorities. You know what the issues are. But then you are able to start setting priorities once you start talking about the issues. And some things actually end up being a higher priority than you thought. But what we did initially was that I think that to me, to make some of my decisions, the most important thing that happened was we did student surveys, and I read the results of the student surveys. And I've always said, if you listen to your students, you will be able to determine how you can enhance the university. And there were several suggestions that students made that we implemented immediately. And some of those were actually the very first person I spoke with, very first student, Morgan, who was a dental hygiene student. I asked her what's the one thing she would like to see on campus that we don't currently have, and she said a convenience store. Well, we now have a convenience store. It's not the answer I thought we were going to get, but that was important to her. And another student survey asked for more recreation time in Blatnick Gym because students were only having about 2 hours a week of recreation time. So we now have Blatnick Gym open until midnight for student use. And this was a series of things. There were a lot more ideas and suggestions. One of the most successful of the suggestions was in talking to students. I heard over and over again about wanting to have single rooms for privacy when it's time to study. And we had two residence halls that were actually vacant at the time, Boyd and Rogers. And so one of our thoughts was, well, let's go ahead and renovate Boyd. Let's do some painting, put in new bathroom fixtures, and make Boyd guaranteed singles. We had no idea how it would work, but we found out in the first year that we offered it, we had a waiting list for students to get into Boyd because they were guaranteed singles at the double rate. So next year, we opened up Rogers. We did the same thing. We did the renovation, we did new painting, and opened it up as singles. We had a waiting list for Rogers as well and Boyd. And so now we have four residence halls in total that are guaranteed singles for students. And I am so pleased that when students talk to me about their need, it was about privacy for studying. So I knew where their focus was. Their focus was on, we want to be successful in our chosen major, and having that privacy to study was important to them.
Right. Well, as a student myself, I can tell you that you have a very great image on this campus. Everybody seems to feel like they can talk to you about anything, and you're very open to discuss anything with people. I have you in here right now for my radio show. I write for The Trumpet, and you're very willing to, you know, do interviews and be asked questions just about all sorts of things. So you're very available. You do very well at just kind of being, you know, the president. You're running things, but you're also very much on campus and present. And I feel like that has a lot to do with maybe some of the success and the student support that you've received, because I feel like you're definitely out there for people.
Well, thank you. As I was a faculty member for 20 years, and I was always student-centered as a faculty member. And when I got into administration, there was no need for me to change my personality or the way I was. And the best part of my day is when I can get to talk to a student. Meetings are boring and tedious. Sitting at the desk is my worst task. But interacting with a student, I learn so much, and I've learned so much over the last 4 years from our students. I learn every day. Every time I talk to a student, I'll get a different idea or get a different suggestion, a different thought, or hear about how life is going for them, how the semester is going. That, to me, is why I'm here. It's so exciting to be around our students. In fact, I had the other day, someone mentioned to me, I was in an interview, actually, and they said, how do you respond to the comment that today's students only care about taking selfies? My immediate response was, tell that person to come and spend a day on West Liberty University's campus. They will see a difference. They'll see the kind of student I see, the student who's committed to their studies, the student who's committed to each other. They care about their peers. They care about their programs of study, and they care about the community. So that's not the student I see that was described to me.
Right. Well, the students here on campus do have a lot of resources to kind of build up and graduate and be successful, and a lot of that, well, some of that was present before you got here, and some of it is new. So in time, looking forward, you have roughly 6 months, depending on, you know, if the new president is hired, you know, June 30th, you might stay a little longer for everybody. But is there anything that you can think of at the moment that you are still wanting to work towards that you might be able to accomplish before your time's out?
Absolutely. I've said all along that until the very last day, we're going to be moving forward and we're going to be making progress. We have plans right now. Very soon, construction will begin on the fourth floor of Campbell Hall for two clinics. Because we have a new master's program in clinical psychology, we will be constructing a behavioral health clinic so our master's students can actually practice therapy with patients from the community, and it'll be on the fourth floor of Campbell. The second clinic that we're going to build is a speech and hearing clinic, so our speech pathology and audiology students will also be able to do hearing testing for adults and children. So those two clinics are going to be under construction and will be ready by fall of next year. In addition, this summer, in fact, the studying is going on right now, but this summer we will be replacing all of the lighting on campus, interior and exterior lighting, to go to LED lighting, which will have a tremendous impact on savings for the electricity savings for the university. In addition to that, Main Hall is going to undergo a complete renovation with new heating and air conditioning systems in Main Hall. Similar to what we did in Arnett this past summer, Main Hall was the next building to undergo the renovation. So we want to make the classrooms comfortable for students, regardless of the temperature outside.
Right. Well, where is the difficulty in trying to, just better the campus with your resources that you have, with your limited resources, and doing, like, maybe all of the things that you want to do?
Well, this is my 19th year as a president, and I've been cutting budgets for 19 years. I actually thought this year we were going to get away without having to cut the budget, but I recently received a memo requiring a 4.6% budget cut in the second part of the year. However, half of our funds have already spent, so that means it equates to a 9.2% budget cut of remaining funds. But the way we do that is, if we have, first of all, if we have positions that aren't filled right now, we will put them on hold. So there's savings involved in not filling positions. So those are things that our first priority. Our priority is not to cut unless absolutely necessary, not to cut positions, unless it's absolutely necessary. But there's only so much money in equipment and supplies and travel, so we really have to look at vacant positions first and make that our priority. And we will be in, we meaning our leadership team, we will be in retreat a couple of days within the next few weeks to plan all of the, how we're going to do the budget reductions. I'm confident that we'll be able to make it as we've done in the past, but it involves a lot of planning.
Right, of course. Well, you have a lot of experience with this planning, so.
Unfortunately.
Well, it's useful. It is very useful, and we're all grateful to have you here. It's unfortunately you will be leaving us eventually, but hopefully we have a new president to look forward to, and that's something that we'll be discussing whenever we come back for our break. So stay tuned here on WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal.